And he drank a bottle of rum before he went up and gave a speech. And she said, in front of everyone, he fouled himself. Yeah, and fouled I don't know what fouled himself mean. He shit his pants, he pissed himself, or he threw up on himself.
Maybe he did all three.
At the same moment.
I wonder if Granny's ever fouled himself.
Guaranteed.
Well, if anybody eats Taco Bell.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He fouled himself.
Granny eats Taco Bell.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3289 of the BFO for two, I say juicy the tooth. Of February 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and some number one fan entries. Yes, you may. Hello, Shadowers. Big Vinny. Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say, Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's Groundhog's Day. And, you know, they pull that vermin out of some hole somewhere. I think it's up there in, Penis Slivania. Perhaps Randy is involved in that. Big Vinny or Jerry and Rick could be. Yo, they pull that vermin out of a hole, and Big Fatty, this sounds like Tuesday night at the villa. Well, anyway, and y'all, if it sees its shadow, it goes back in to sleep for 6 more weeks, meaning it's going to be winter for 6 more weeks. And if he doesn't see his shadow, then spring comes early, Big Vinny, and that's just about as accurate as the old weather rat. Yes, Big Vinny. Dear Gussie, y'all, it is that time of year. It is that time of year when we choose the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO. And y'all, that's happening this coming Sunday during halftime of the Superb Owl. That's also the anniversarium of the start of the BFO. Y'all, it's so easy. All you have to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter, and an e-letter only, to ruined@bigfattyonline.com and put number one fan in the subject line. And then in 25 words, let's just tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. Y'all, it doesn't matter what you say. I'll put you in the colostomy bag, and then during halftime of the Superb Owl, we'll choose the new reigning winners. Y'all, one entry per person, and it is due no later than 5 p.m. this Friday, the 5th of February. Big Fatty, they're coming in, slow as molasses, but coming in.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the tooth of February, in addition to that seeing its shadow, y'all, it's also, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, I guarantee, does not listen to the little show, because I believe he's put a moratorium on Princess Hannah from listening in the love chamber. Y'all, it is Princess Hannah's her bow. Big Fatty, I didn't know she had a bow. Is there a ribbon that goes with it? No, B-E-A-U. Oh, that's very different, isn't it? Yes. Y'all, it is Joe. It is Joe. Yes, Big Fatty, we don't know Joe, but I hear he's moving kind of slow. Big Fatty, Petticoat Junction. Y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's up there. You've heard me say it before. If the state of South Kakalaki was receiving an enema, it would be inserted in the hometown of our birthday boy. Y'all, it's none other. I've met this person, by the way, many times at the G'days. And he's come here to the villa as well. Y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever meet. Y'all, it is none other than that Drusilla Blomey. Oh, Big Lady, we do love Drusilla. It's true, we do. And we don't know how many more she's got left. But y'all, you hear me talk about him all the time. He's here every fright. Day for Friday at Fatty's. Many of you have met him at the Pride 48 in Las Wages and in Nolens. He's always good content for the little show. Big Fatty, you can say that again. He's always good content for the little show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Granny. Big Fatty, we love Granny. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Joe or Princess Anna or Drusilla Blomey or Granny on the 20 or the face, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Shadow. No, I think you've got it all confused. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, but it's happy music nonetheless. It's true. Y'all, after I spoke to you on yesterday, before recording yesterday's little show, y'all recorded the little fatty cast with old Veda, y'all, then I had some soup. I had some soup for my supper, and y'all, it's good. It was good, because y'all, it's cold. Cold and rainy. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And then I just watched some stuff on the TV machine. There are 60 minutes. And y'all, they're talking about stealing your identity. Oh, Big Fatty, that's good. They can have it. It's true. Slept like a baby on Sunday night. Woke up a little bit, about quota of seven, and had my brufkas. What did I have? Y'all, I had cone beef hash, for my brufkas, and had my coffee, did my Sudoku, watched Miss Gail King, of course. Y'all, she's a mother-in-law now, Big Fatty. Then I was off on my morning nipple walk, y'all, catching up on the different little shows, y'all, came back, got my share, and y'all, then I was off again. I had decided that I was going to get new cushions, for my glider and for my chairs. The Big Fatty, the special ones? No, the ones on the porch. Oh, no, those aren't very special. But I wanted new cushions. Y'all, the other ones were just looking dirty. Dirty and used. Big Fatty, wasn't that your stripper name back in college?
Happy
No, that was pre-pandemic. Ready? But y'all, so y'all, I went to a place called At Home. At Home. And y'all, I was looking through there. I'd written down the measurements for my cushions. And y'all, they didn't have anything that it matched exactly, but they had some things that were pretty close. And you know, since my other cushions were kind of flattened out some, I didn't know exactly, you know, they may have shrunk up a little bit too, because, you know, they sit outside all the time. And anyway, y'all, I shopped around because there wasn't hardly anybody in there. And y'all, I found some the kind of a brown tweed looking. The old ones were burnt orange. Big Fatty, they look a little brown to me, you, especially where you were sitting. Oh, well, anyway, so y'all, I got them. I got them, and, y'all, and I bought some that I thought were going to go in the chairs better, and then I bought, instead, they didn't have a bench cushion, so I bought two deep chair cushions in the back, separate backs, and they worked just fine on the glider, and y'all, I had initially bought those for the, and I tried those on the, The other ones that I did buy for the chairs were a combo. It was the bottom and the top, you know, together. And y'all, the top was just about 4 inches too tall. And I said, I don't think I like that. So I put the ones that I bought for the glider in the chairs. And y'all, they were perfect for that. So I took the other ones back and got two more sets. And y'all, I am gonna put them out on the veranda. But y'all, I got an e letter. No, I got a testimonium from my guy that does the power washing of the villa. You know, I have that done every year. Yes, because it needs a fumigation every year too. Well, probably. But y'all, he's coming tomorrow. He's coming. No, he's coming today too. I say Tuesday. And so, y'all, I am getting prepared for all that. And y'all, he's going to do a little painting for me. He's going to paint my columns and probably do some trim painting and all like that, too. But y'all, he's quite the looker. Straight as an arrow, but quite the looker. And y'all, he kind of mumbles when he talks to me. Yes, Big Fatty, just like you, mumbling. No, Big Fatty, that's young Nicholas. It's true, he does mumble. Y'all came back home, and I laid down for a few minutes, and then I am up right now recording a little show. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, that pretty much was my day. Dear Gussie, y'all, the number one fan entries are coming in. Unlike what Poodle said, like molasses, they're coming in strong. Y'all, the Flopfo. The Flopfo has an entry. It says, bring the Flopfo at Flopfo Acres in the Bury. It's time I rule over the fat land. Y'all, like I say, it doesn't matter what you say because that didn't make any sense. Y'all, Moose P. Moose P says, it occurs to me that the title number one fan may be misleading as a former number one. I need to warn everyone that one of the duties is to stand by the front door of the villa and exhaust the various odors of the fat land to the outside air. Maybe more accurate contest name would be the number one exhaust fan. Love you, Moose, Big Fatty. And y'all, Cronehaven has sent in hers. She says, hey, Big Fatty, same as in the previous years, I'm entering the number one fan contest in hopes of becoming the number three fan. Big Fatty, such aspirations. Especially that gas coming out of your aspiration. You know, is that when your butt sweats? Aspiration? Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's your gay country boy Wes. Wanted to give you a call because I haven't called in a year of Sundays. I have been like not everyone, unfortunately, shut up in my apartment. And it's been me and John, and me, John, and Tommy on the weekends. And, restraint that keeps a relationship together. It also keeps people alive. I wanted to comment on this being a full moon weekend. I think it affects a lot of people in Atlanta. I went to get food and to go by the postie office, and I have either been almost hit or I've had people try to pass me on the right side where there's like not a lane. It's supposed to be a parking lane. I had almost had somebody to rear end me, not in a good way, but I guess my trunk would have enjoyed it. But I'm telling you, it's like, if you can't drive your fucking car, you know, stay at home. One guy like almost just turned right in front of me. It was a nice car too. Yeah, I was over it by the time I got back. And, I was so stressed that I ate my fries before I even got home. I'm sure you believe that's the reason, but anyway, I am catching up on your shows. I think I just got into November. You know, since I don't drive to work anymore, I just go from either the bed or the couch to the computer. I don't really have anything to fill in that 30-minute drive. So, yeah, catching up, double speed. So I can listen to about 5 to 10 shows in not that long of a period of time. And that's without the skipping momentarily. So love you much. And I can't wait to see you again. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Gay Country Wes. And Wes, thank you so much for the call. Always loving to hear from you. Y'all did a little FaceTime with Gay Country Wes on Sunday as well. Y'all, he was preparing food that came in a box or something. He's got one of those food in a box things that comes to the Gay Country Wes abode. And he was preparing, I don't know what he was preparing, but Wes, always lovely to see your face and to hear your voice. And I hope that you do get rear-ended in a good way. Big Fatty, he'd like to get rear-ended in the front too. Big Fatty, I don't believe I am so vulgar. Now, y'all, I forgot to tell you that when I did my nipple walk on Sunday, I took my Joanne Dallas, my tallywhacker with me. And y'all, there are still 37 houses that have some sort of crema decorations up. You know, y'all, most of them are wreaths on the front doors and things like that, or sometimes they've got lights still wrapped around the post and things like that. But y'all, there are 11 houses that have that VD decorations up. Big Fatty, I love the season of VD. Well, don't we all? Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, some voices you may not have heard in a while. Y'all, that's the Turnip Head and Dr. Stone from over there at the Toucan Beanie. You know, thoughts and prayers, it's gone. And guys, what do you think the highlights will be for Granny on this very special birthday?
He fouled himself.
Granny eats Taco Bell.
Oh, yes, he does love those nacho fries, which makes him foul himself.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.